from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Israeli jets carried out airstrikes against Syrian artillery positions Wednesday, according to the Army, in response to rocket fire a day earlier that hit the Golan Heights area. Defense Minister Moshe Yaalon said the Air Force raid sends a clear message that Israel holds the Syrian government responsible for attacks that originate from inside its borders. There was no immediate claim of responsibility or any reports of casualties from Tuesday's rocket fire. Meanwhile, Israel has conducted multiple airstrikes in Syria during the country's nearly 4-year civil war, though the military rarely confirms them. The United Nations Security Council and participants in UN-sponsored peace talks for Libya condemned an attack Tuesday at a luxury hotel in Tripoli that killed at least 9 people. A Security Council statement said urged all parties in Libya to take part in efforts to address the political and security crisis facing the country, which has struggled for stability since the 2011 ouster of leader Muammar Gaddafi. Kurdish fighters widened their offensive Tuesday against Islamic State strongholds near Kobani, a day after claiming recapture of most of the embattled town on the Syrian border with Turkey. U.S. defense spokesman Rear Admiral John Kirby said a number of factors contributed to their progress.
The airstrikes helped a lot. It helped when we had, and we talked about this, had a reliable partner on the ground in there who could help us fine-tune those strikes. That was certainly an important moment. It was an important moment when the Turkish government allowed resupply through Turkey to Kurdish forces inside, resupply and actually additional resources in terms.
This is VOA News. The United Nations agency helping rebuild war-ravaged Gaza has suspended an aid program to Palestinian civilians because of a nearly $600 million shortfall of funds. The chief of the Relief and Works Agency in Gaza, Robert Turner, said Tuesday that virtually none of the $5.4 billion pledged at a Cairo conference in October was received. He says it's unclear why the funding has not been forthcoming. A U.S.-made military helicopter has crashed outside Ho Chi Minh City in Vietnam, killing 4 Vietnamese soldiers. Lieutenant General Vo Van Thuan, the deputy chief of the general staff of the Vietnam People's Army, told reporters Wednesday that the helicopter, known as a Huey, crashed just minutes after takeoff from an airbase in Ho Chi Minh City. He says the Vietnamese Air Force chopper was doing a training session, and about 8 minutes after takeoff, it lost contact with air traffic control. He adds that the crash was confirmed. The helicopter was completely destroyed and 4 people died. There is an investigation into cause of the crash. The Mexican government says it's now a matter of historical truth that 43 college students who have been missing since last September were murdered by drug traffickers who believe they were members of a rival gang. This is Attorney General Jesus Murillo. He told reporters that investigators were now certain the students, all men, were abducted by corrupt police officers in southern Guerrero State and handed over to members of Guerreros Unidos. It said the gang took the students to a garbage dump and killed them, then burned the bodies and dumped the remains in a nearby river. The international rights group Freedom House said Wednesday that the prospect of an international system built on democratic ideals is under greater threat now than at any point in the past quarter century. Freedom House said in its annual roundup Wednesday that the state of democracy in 2014 was exceptionally grim. North Korea's reclusive leader Kim Jong-un looks to set to travel to Russia in May for his first foreign visit since succeeding his late father in office in 2011. The South Korean news service Yonhap confirmed Wednesday that Mr. Kim is among the North Korean delegation accepting an invitation to ceremonies marking the 70th anniversary of the Soviet victory over Germany in World War II. A massive winter storm dropped up to 60 centimeters of snow in some parts of the northeast U.S. on Monday and Tuesday. It fell short of forecasters' worst predictions. Massachusetts and Connecticut saw some of the heaviest snow. Blizzard warnings remained in effect in Massachusetts Tuesday afternoon. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.